B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Trey, as I referenced earlier, you were great at trash talk. But my friend, you were no Katie Nolan. Trey Thomas, you are no Katie Nolan.
No, I'm not.
And on the line with us right now, she's got a great thing coming up here, and it's all brought to you by Dos Equis. College football college professor Katie Nolan, as she's known now. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Is that my friend Mark?
Katie, it's me. You remembered. What's happening?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I don't mean to talk to, you know, start the trash talk off immediately, but after I talked to you, the Eagles did go on and win that Super Bowl.
Yep. It's been so nice talking to you. Please visit dosequis.com.
No, Katie, seriously, it's great to have you on. When I found out we could get you on the show, I was really excited. You do a great job. Seriously, everything you do is amazing, and it's going to be hard to top you in the rage room of the Flyers recently. That was an incredible thing you guys posted on Twitter.
Yeah, what an incredible concept that is, huh? I don't know how much I was, like, you could tell by the look on my face that I didn't know if I was supposed to say I didn't know if it was a good idea to put that in Philadelphia, because I was like, oh, I'm officially here with the team. I don't know what to say. But I will say, it was a nice release. I felt very relieved after smashing a television. I just don't know that we should encourage that in Philly with sports.
Oh, no, that's what we're known for, Katie.
You guys are crazy.
Speaking with Katie Nolan now, go ahead. Tell me about this Dos Equis, because you got this trash talk tour basically going on. College football obviously going to be in full swing when it comes to the end of November. A lot of rivalries going on, and you and Dos Equis with some other people are going to be going around basically what? Giving people an education in smack talk?
Yeah, look, okay, so sometimes there's a lot of college football fans out there. Sometimes people are comfortable with how much they know. Sometimes people think they know more than they do. God, we all know that guy. Sometimes there are people who don't know anything and they want to know more. So what Dos Equis did was they created the College Football College. Great name, let me just say that. And then they got brilliant minds like myself, Jay Cutler, Martellus Bennett. Of course, that's the first three names you think of when you think of college professors that are qualified. You think Katie Nolan, Martellus Bennett, Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
And we are teaching courses to get sports fans more educated. My specialty is in trash talking because, again, I don't do anything else. And basically, my goal is to, you know, they offer an exam you can take that will then, when you pass, you get to print out the certificate. And that's really all you need to win any argument. Like, I point at my college degree all the time. Is it useless? Yes. But I hang it on the wall so that I can point at it and be like, please stop wasting my time. I win.
Yeah,
you know? Like, it's about elitism. And that's what we do at the College Football College. We help you just be more elite than your friends.
I would like to know, Katie, and I don't know if you guys have a way to do this, but I'd like to know who's downloading this this survey, who's going to the website to do this, and where they're from. Because I would expect, you know, Massachusetts, like Boston, for instance, your people. I would expect the New Yorkers, and I would expect Philly to run away with this compared to the rest of the country.
Listen, at the Dos Equis College Football College, we don't disclose the personal information of our students, whether it be geographic, demographic. We welcome one and all.
Mm.
I will say, you know, lots of Ohio State logging in, but that's just, you know, they just need to learn a couple things. That's all. You know, we can't say anything about where anyone's from.
I would just like to see that, like, map of the United States and, like, the big red zones. They would be, right? Like, you know, the Boston
over
and New York.
Massachusetts.
Exactly,
yeah.
But I can understand.
Fine.
Yeah, and you're right. You know what? The Michigans of the world, the Ohio States of the world, those people and those fan bases would certainly be highlighted on there. Now, you could also, you got some other things available here when it comes to winning the argument, how a college football college certificate actually proves that you're always right?
But here's the thing. I can't give it all away for free. You know what I'm saying? So I can't tell you. I can't be out here giving you the lessons. I mean, the school is free, but you just have to, like, go to it. Otherwise, like, I don't get to eat that day. So, like, what we're going to do is go to dosequis.com/edu.
Yes.
You're going to check out all the cool stuff that's there. You're going to take the test because, honestly, once you get there, if you don't take the test, you're basically just admitting you don't know enough to take the test.
True.
And that's not cool.
True.
So you take the test, and then you're like, cool, I'm going to print out this piece of paper, and now nobody can tell me nothing because I have a certificate from a beer school, which is just like graduating from, you know, ASU.
Exactly. Just like that. Yeah. Or like, you know, Yale or Harvard. You know,
yeah. No, you're right. We are one of the Ivies. We've applied. We're just waiting to hear back.
Now, Kate, you're, I know, obviously, you're very recognizable when you're out and about. When people come up to you and want to talk sports, do you ever get, you know, disses in, you know, to use the terminology here with Dos Equis, thrown your way being with your, you know, your Boston sports history?
Oh, look, I appreciate you saying I'm very recognizable when I'm out and about. I will say I'm on that weird cusp where, like, if you know who I am, you think I'm really famous. If you don't, you have no idea who I am. So I kind of get to enjoy the, like, most of the times no one's coming up to me, no one recognizes me. And when they do, it's usually just people being like, oh, my God, you're so great. I'll leave you alone, which people keep that up. I just get to smile and be like, I love you, too. And I'll, you know, send them a drink. I'll send them over at Dos Equis if I'm at a bar and I see them. But I don't have, they're not, no one's ever really, I'm jinxing it now, aren't I? People are going to start being really mean to me.
Well, we broadcast our show or webcast our show on Twitch. If you know Twitch, yeah.
And
your picture's up on that, and people are saying, oh, yeah, they know Katie Nolan. No.
Hey, Twitch, I play video games, too. Please be nice to me.
So, DosEquis.com/EDU. People can get certified with Smack Talk by yourself, Katie Nolan. Also, Jay Cutler's involved in this, and Martellus Bennett. Now, I've never met a Bennett who wasn't afraid to talk some trash.
Oh, my God. Martellus is just... Have you ever met anybody like him? I haven't. I don't know how to sum it up better than that. He is just a ball of energy. He did a thing last weekend or 2 weekends ago for this Dos Equis College Football College where he gave them... It was a bowl game, and if they passed the tests that they had to take, if they got it right, they got a chance to win tickets to the championship. If they got it wrong, he gave them a bowl cut. And he is the... Like, he's so happy to be doing it. What a man. I just love him so much.
That sounds like a great time. Once again, Dos Equis College Football College. Last thing, and I know you guys won the most recent Super Bowl again.
Just make sure you don't forget it, okay, Mark?
Now, your Patriots are coming into town after the bye. Eagles on the bye week now, so are the Patriots. What can we expect from the Pats? I mean, is there anything we don't already know?
No, you should be scared because we lost. And then we got a bye week, and Bill's probably not happy, but he's got plenty of time to get himself happy again.
Well,
so you better be scared.
Well, you know what, Katie? You know, to talk some smack here, you know what happened the last time the Eagles and the Patriots faced each other? They both were on a bye week.
Oh, now. I have to leave now.
Katie, seriously, always great talking to you. You do an incredible job, and I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It was good to talk to you. Hopefully I'll see you again, but not at a Super Bowl.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.